Om Shanti. Today is Sunday and now we are going to revise today's Avesh Mudli. So this is the Mudli of 30th July 1983. So this is the Mudli before that 2 days ago, on 20th July 1983, Didi left her body and on 30th July Baba came to meet everyone. So this is the special Mudli. When Didi left body, and in the the heading of Mudli is where there is true love, there is no wave of sorrow. So Baba started the Mudli that today Baba is seeing all his children who are unshakable. So as we know that in the starting of Mudli only Baba do lot of praise for his children, and later on he start to pull their ears. So in this Mudli also, Baba says that today Baba has come to see his unshakable children, victorious children, who are constantly in the stage of unshakable. So then Baba says that what we have to do if we want to become unshakable. Sorry? Detached observer. Yeah, Baba says that if we want to become unshakable, this is the time. Now on this time we have to imbibe this sanskar of being unshakable, and on the basis of this sanskar only we will unshakable for the rest of the kalpa or the entire kalpa. So then Baba says that if we want to become unshakable or immovable, what we have to do? We have to stabilize ourselves on that highest point of the drama, and from there watch the each and every scene of drama, then only you will be unshakable and immovable. So I churn that what are the more things that we have to do if we want to become unshakable or immovable. The first one thing, as Baba says, that we have to be stabilized, we have to stay on that top point of the drama, and from there we have to see the entire drama. But what more things are needed if we want to become immovable or unshakable? Become knowledgeable. And if we stabilize ourselves on that top, on the edge of the top point of the drama, what will happen then? Three aspects of time. I think that the main one is we become Trikaldarshi, and if we see anything, whatever has happened, from that three aspect of time, when we become Trikaldarshi, automatically it helps us to become immovable and unshakable. So then Baba says that what we have to do if we want to become powerful. Baba has said in the Mudli, Baba mentioned the seven things. Stay on that highest point, highest place, and elevated stage, elevated knowledge, remembrance of elevated knowledge, and then you will, your stage will become elevated, and remembrance on highest of high father, and doing highest on high service, and last one is being embodiment of remembrance. That the seven things Baba has told, that if we want to become powerful, so we have to apply, or we have to bring that seven things in our life. So again the churning point is, what more things are really needed if we want to become powerful? That the seven things Baba has mentioned in the Mudli, but rest of that, beside that, if we want to really become more powerful means more powerful, just in the Laukik world also, what they do if someone want to become powerful or strong? Normally in the Laukik world, if you go to any doctor, they advise us three things. First is exercise. So here also we have to do exercise. Baba has given us, taught us so many drills, so many somans Baba has given us. So all the time we have to practice those somans. And second thing, they, in the worldly people, they give advice about the diet. So we have to always, so much we have to conscious about our diet, that which kind of things or food we are eating, the food or things which are not good for our body, we have to avoid those things. If someone has the, suppose if anyone has the problem with his heart, and he is still eating the oily things and spicy things, and he is doing the exercise also, so it won't affect him in proper manner, but he have to do lot of attention, he have to give lot of attention on his diet also. So in our Brahmin life also, we have to give lot of attention on our diet, that what we are seeing, what we are eating through our mind, what we are thinking. So that the second thing. And what more things are needed if someone want to become powerful or strong? Exercise, and second is diet, and third one is, what the third one? Both. Powerful company. The third one is powerful company. So if how much we stay with the people who are really powerful or who are the Tivra Purushati, that also help us. In worldly people, if you in world also, if you go and if you see in a gym, there are so many pictures of bodybuilders. Why they put their pictures of bodybuilders? Because it encourages them that we have to become like them. So it is about it's a matter of company. So if we want to really become powerful, what we have to do? We have to do the company of powerful people. Yeah, this is a spiritual gym manager. Then Baba here says that if we are powerful, then all the waste is automatically finished. If someone is really powerful or someone is really strong, so whatever is the waste is there is finished. So then Baba says that if you want to, then if this is the Murli of when Didi left body. So that time so much upheaval was going on in everyone's mind. So Baba is speaking that what we have to do, that then Baba says that where there is a power, all waste is automatically ended. And then Baba is speaking about with the trustees. The trustees have been given direction to constantly have powerful thoughts in their mind. So Baba is speaking with the dadis that time, especially dadis and the other seniors. But if we see, if we check that we are also the trustee. So what is our duty also? If we want to, just like when Baba says that we have to keep all the time powerful thoughts in our mind. So except that powerful thoughts, what are the more duties of a trustee? What will the more duties of a trustee? Yeah, everyone belongs to you. Nothing is mine. I am an instrument. And? Stable. How we will become stable? With a powerful smriti, with a powerful thought. So here Baba is specially speaking with the dadis. But what I thought is not, because the Murli is not only for the dadis or just only for the particular person, but is for the everyone. So what we have to do? Here Baba has just mentioned the one thing, that we have to be keep powerful thoughts always in our mind. Then here Baba says that he will say that when Didi left body, that we had showed our love. And how we show our love? If anyone left body, what we do? We cry. And so Baba said that you will say that you showed your love. But Baba said if you all of you are tied in the thread of that family, and that is very good. But if you shed the pearl of love, that those pearls will become invaluable. But if you shed the tears of wasteful thoughts of why and how, then those tears will also go in the account of waste. So this is Baba saying. So the pearl of love have become a sparkling garland around the Didi's neck. But if you have any, if you have a stage of upheaval, and in that stage of upheaval, if you have 1% of wasteful thought, that will go into waste, and that won't reach to Didi. Because Baba says that she was a continuously victorious, immovable and unshakable soul. So Baba has Baba mentioned here the main thing is Baba about the karmic karma philosophy, that if anyone's stage is so firm and strong, and the person who is remembering to that person, his stage is not strong or firm, so his remembrance won't reach to that person. So here Baba says that Didi's stage is so strong, and our stage is, we are in the stage of upheaval, so our remembrance won't reach to Didi. So then Baba says that you will say that we have a lot of love for the Didi. So what we have to do? We have to follow Didi. Then Baba said that surrender your love for the Didi. Where there is true love, there cannot be any wave of sorrow. There is one story that one person, one man has a daughter of 10 or 12 years and she left body. And when she left body, all the time that man is, all the time he is crying. Like 1 week pass, 2 weeks pass, 1 month pass, 2 month pass. All the time he is just crying for her baby. And once he had a dream that in a beautiful garden so many fairies were there. And they are enjoying, they are dancing, some festival was going on there. And he saw that his daughter is also there. So everyone has the candles in their hands and everyone candle is burning, but his daughter his candle is not burning. So he asked to his daughter that why your candle is not burning, why you are not enjoying. So she says that papa, all the time you are just crying, and because of your cry, because of your tears, that candle is blow off. It's not I'm all the time I'm igniting that, I'm burning that, but it's blow off because of your tears only. So, and suddenly that man wake up and he thought, oh, I'm not doing that good. Means all the time I'm just remembering, I'm shedding the tears, remembering my daughter. And after that he stopped. So here also Baba says that if we shed the tears of, if we shed the pearl of pearl, though in the remembrance of Didi, those pearls will become invaluable. But if we shed the tears, that tears will go in the waste thought, in the account of waste. Then here also Baba, in Mudli Baba asked that, do you finish your account of waste or your karmic account of waste? Have you not? Or still we are working on that. And then the... Yeah, Didi's body was brought here. Heavily raining. So then Baba, in the Mudli Baba said that many have that question in their mind that, why the souls of advanced party are still incognito, what they are doing there, you know. Nowadays also if anyone left body or sometime we have the question that where are the advanced party soul and what they are really doing. So Baba says that everyone have that kind of question in their mind. So Baba says that nowadays according to the time, the some souls of advanced party, they are invoking the elevated soul because they want to make advanced party powerful. So in the Murli Baba mentioned the 3 points about the souls who will go, who would go in the advanced party. So first one is who has the original sanskar, Adi Ratan, who have the original nature of original sanskar of helping, or the original nature of helping to for the transformation. Cooperative soul. And second one Baba says the souls who are really yogi soul, who are able to experiment through their power of yoga. And third one Baba says that who are the partners of bestower with the father. So these three kind of soul will go in the advanced party. So then Baba says that what you think, that do you think that what is going to happen now, because as the when Brahma Baba left body, that time also so many thoughts were there, so many questions were there in everyone's mind that what is going to happen now and how everything will happen. So Baba says here that you have that question that how everything will happen now and what will happen now. So here Baba says that in the Baba speaking with the Dadis that you have the divine unity. On the basis of that divine unity, you can cross everything. So Baba asked that why that divine unity has formed, why that divine group has formed to help each other. So this is what Baba was speaking with the Dadis. Then Baba was speaking that we have the questions that why Baba haven't informed us, or why didn't come to know that Didi is going to left body, that Baba had told you. Why you were not told before? Baba has, everyone had that question. Then Baba has said that if Baba had told you this, then you would become the yogis of Didi. Then that's why Baba haven't informed to anyone. And Baba said that whatever test paper is there, the test paper will come suddenly. It's not going to inform that test papers are coming. Then Baba said that what is the speciality of Didi? Four speciality of Didi that service, zealous, he is always in zeal and enthusiasm. Yogi, Prayogi, Sayogi and service. Yes, she always giving zeal and enthusiasm for the service, and everyone sees she doing lot of experiment with the yoga. She was a great yogi soul. And then Baba says that Baba has remembered that, what the name? Daughter Kamal. She is the? Bhabhi, a sister-in-law of Didi. Baba has remembered that. And then Baba said that today Baba has come as a messenger. So Baba, Didi has told Baba that please give my special yaad and thanks to the souls who are really serviceable and such loving and serviceable soul. Then Baba said that whatever happened in the drama is the best. Because, you know, many times we have that question that why things, this thing has happened. So Baba said whatever is happened in the drama is the best because it's going to open so many curtains of the transformation. And then Baba says the doctor who has operated the Didi, his name was Bhagwati. Dr. S.N. Bhagwati. So Baba says that it was neither Bhagwati's fault nor it was Bhagwan, God's fault. So whatever the things happened, it was in drama. So then Baba was meeting with the Dadis. And so meeting with the Dadis, Baba said that all of you are free birds. Free birds means whenever and wherever they call you for the service, they are free. And when you free birds are fly as you clap, and there is no attachment with any kind of special place or any kind of special service. So these are the qualities of the special birds. And then Baba was meeting with the Pandavas, and with Pandavas, Baba says that Baba says in the Murli about the divine unity. In that divine unity, Baba has. I can't remember. Seva, Manohar Dadi, Palna group. Yeah, Baba is saying that now, according to the time nowadays, with the service we have to give sustenance also. Yeah. So that's about the Manohar party. Father, we have to enable them to claim their inheritance sustenance from the father. So Baba says with the Manohar party. And then the last Baba was meeting with the Pandavas. And with meeting with Pandavas, Baba said that you are also remembered in the rosary of remembrance. All of you are father's arm and Dadi's cooperative soul and instrument in the corporeal form. That was Baba speaking with the Pandavas. And Baba said that Baba has given us one slogan. We all are one. So that the constant slogan, that the slogan to achieve the constant success. Then Baba said that you are the one who are doing the dance of harmonizing sanskar. Crown of responsibility. Baba said that this is the crown of responsibility. Or Baba says when this is the speciality of the Dadis who are the who will go in the worship. Baba says mentioned about the eight jewel of the rosary, or the nine worthy worship soul who will be in that. So Baba said who will take the responsibility of service like Arjuna. So they will go in that category. And then Baba said that you are with the Pandavas. Baba said that you are doing the dance. You are performing the dance of sanskar, harmonizing sanskar, on the basis of that only you will become the friends or relatives with the this elevated soul. So these are the few points of today's. I forgot that Baba, everyone had that question that why our Didi called. The Baba said that because she was so sweet. So the one whom everyone finds so sweet, Baba also finds her so sweet. So if there is any need of sweetness, whom will be called? So that's why Baba called Didi there. Yeah, no, Dadi's bed means why the all people means who are gathered here for the Didi's funeral. Baba said that why you people have come. So Baba mentioned the three things: waves of love, rays of love, and the fragrance of love. Fragrance of love. So these are the few things about today's movie. Yeah. Om Shanti.